greater Cincinnati area.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Out of the mist, there stands a man. Out of the smoke, it's me, Lunch Meat.
And to his left is Jimmy Gumfunk.
Hello, Jimmy Gumfunk. Don't give a fuck.
It's 401. Yes, I'm sorry. That one's on me. It's 401. That gives us 19 minutes to do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. I like to start things off with the old smoke line, a way to contact us. That's a text or a call. That number is 414-9090. 525. If you have trouble remembering that, of course, what was it? Yo-Yo Cal. That's it.
But those zeros are, but those O's are actually zeros, and we spell Cal with a K.
Yes. Those are two important notes if you're trying to reach us. And you have been trying to reach us. We'll be getting into that. Very exciting. I think this might be a red letter week for the smoke line, but, we will be getting to that. But first of all, you know what we ask that question? We always start off with. Just to answer it for myself, I went to bed at about 10:30. That's pretty responsible for me. And then I got up at about 3:30. So actually not that funny of an answer this time. I did it the right way. How about you guys? Anybody sleepy boys amongst us?
I did exactly what you did. I fell asleep at 10:30. I turned on a little Next Gen and drifted off into sweet space.
AKA Sleepy Boys. How about yourself? How about you, Jimmy?
I slept most of the afternoon away. Woke up about 3:30. You know, slightly a little groggy, but you know, I'll wake up. I'll shake the rocks out of my eyes here in a second and wake up with you boys.
Okay. All right. So that wasn't the case yesterday, though. What happened there, Jimmy?
Oh, I freaking tried making it all the way through because I knew if I went to sleep, I wouldn't wake up, and I ended up falling asleep about half hour, 20 minutes before supposed to be at the studio.
Now we've all been there, but of course, you do get the Sleepy Boy of the Week award. That's on you this week. That's okay. We've all been there.
I'm okay with that. It is what it is. I can't get mad. You guys can. I can't.
It's all right. We're still pretty fresh. We can let it slide this one time, I'd say. Got it. Sorry. All right. And getting into that, I guess we'll just hop right into our first main segment. Of course, I always like to know. They've got to be somewhere. We just like to know where that is. Have we been seeing that bacon for breakfast anywhere?
Well, I saw them hanging outside the local Quick Trip, as usual, when I drove in this morning. I'm sure they're out and about pretending to do work somewhere.
That's pretty much what they do. there's been a few high-speed chases over the last few weeks. So they are actually out patrolling. So keep your speed in check. And don't drive across the trailers into the lake yet.
That's 3 weeks
I could just, see like the cops getting ready for Christmas. We're like, whoa. I can barely afford to buy my kids a doll, right? And then now they have to go out and, you know, arrest people and shake them down. You know, typical small town shit.
Invent overtime for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Classic, of course.
Like, legitimately, I went, so, like, legitimately, this was, like, probably a month ago. And we're at, like, this place called Cabin Coffee, and we're just getting coffee and stuff. But there's, like, a drive-thru, so we're just waiting in line. And this, like, a cop car and then one super fat, like, wildlife DNR chick comes out. And this chick, dude, this DNR chick, she probably weighed, like, 250. Not saying anything about that. That's fine. Sure. She had two guns, right, stuck to her hips. And those guns, dude, were, like, legitimately armrests for her arms. And she's, like, walking and waddling into the – she, like, walked and waddled into, like, the Little Caesars and got, like, five hot and readies, jumped in her car, and drove off. Yeah, like, the other one cop car just drove off with her. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go eat pizza by a lake for 5 hours, eating five pizzas. You know what I'm saying?
Now, all you know, Lunch Meat, she was bringing back lunch for the entire DNR team.
No.
Which consisted of one other fat person.
No.
No, you saw the look on her face. Those were all for her, huh?
Those people were going to go to the lake and fuck each other and eat each other's pizzas, literally. Oh, and this girl, when she was walking, dude, she actually had her arms resting on her guns. You know, like when you're sitting in like a movie chair and you got your arms propped like that. That's exactly how it looked.
Well, that's marvelous. So keep an eye out, Fisher folks without their licenses. They're out there. They're looking for you. Don't be fishing without that permit. Don't get busted by this one. I guess you might have a chance.
You know, the DNR doesn't even need a search warrant to come into your house. Like, they actually have more power than the cops around here.
What do they do with that?
They say that they have, like, a report that you have illegal or too many fish in your refrigerator, and they can legitimately just walk right in. At least around here.
At home in your beds.
And then they shoot you. Yeah, so that's exactly what would happen around here.
People always use the old pizza grease excuse if anything ever, any faulty.
Slippery. My finger slipped.
I had all that little Caesar's pepperoni grease on my hands.
Exactly. Where she like actually tries to like fire her guns, but like there's a pepperoni in between the hammer and the you know, it's like nuts.
Some old crust.
4:08, 12 minutes. So we do our thing. We don't tell on ourselves for doing well. We got a real early start to it today. Normally, I'm struggling to hold on to the wheel on this one, but now I feel like we got plenty of time. So, to that end, I guess, am I hopping right to another segment right away?
Yeah, why not?
This is the perfect time to get a few smoke texts out. Hmm. Let's see what's good here. We have, I've seen some unfamiliar phone numbers. I haven't gotten anybody confessing here, but let's see. I'm going to just start at the top one. Fanny pack topic from my... Oh, all right. Well, I guess I'll just read it. Good morning, Woke Boys. Longtime fan. So glad new episodes are back. Just wanted to make a quick correction about last week's talk about the fanny pack topic from last week. Real mules know you boof the drugs in your actual butthole and put a fake empty butt on top to fool the fuzz. Also, I saw a cop at Quick Trip. So, does this sound like anyone, either of you know?
I don't know. So what, he agreed with the butt fanny pack part? Is that what I heard from that?
Well, they may have. Well, they seem to think that we should have been putting the drugs in your actual butthole, and then you put a fake butthole on top of your butthole. You know, like so it's like an empty. The fanny pack itself is empty. The butthole is full.
Yeah, a ruse, if you will. Okay.
Right. You know,
in addition with a distraction, if you will.
I won't. All right. moving on. I got another one. Another fresh one. We had a woman president for 85 minutes during Biden's colonoscopy. Thoughts?
It took something and shoved a man's ass, but we finally did it. We had a woman president.
She did a great job, too, folks.
Country ran smooth. See, look at that. Country ran smooth. Nobody knew the difference.
Exactly. I think it's,
Do you think by the time like you become 80, like, because like what, Biden's 79 now? Like, don't you think you're just already like used to getting colonoscopies by then? Like, it's probably not even that big of a deal for him, right?
No, not for him.
Yeah. I mean,
well, does he get one yearly? Is that the thing? I mean, I'm not sure if it's a yearly or bi-yearly or every 6 month thing after a certain age. So, I mean, if it's like twice a year, oh yeah, he should be used to it. All loosey goosey back there by now.
Twice a year? I don't think anybody's talking about twice a year exactly, but if you are hitting the big 4-0 this year, you might want to start getting it early and often.
I guess I don't understand like why you have to be like knocked out. I know like tons of people that have gotten colonoscopies and they're not knocked out, right? Like they just, I mean, how much camera are they really sticking in your butt, right? I mean,
do you think he lays down on the bed and does the crybaby when that happens?
Yes, I also believe that there's probably like a Secret Service with a gun to like the doctor's head. Isn't that like protocol for when presidents right. go under? Right.
If he goes under, you're going next. Something like along mm-hmm. those lines. Yeah, mm-hmm. okay, I can see it.
That would make the job a little tense.
And how would you not? How would you know that like you got the right doctor if you're Mr. Biden? Like I would say, there's like a good percentage of doctors that are Republican Trump supporters, right? I mean, would you trust your butt when you're sleeping to a Trump supporter, right? Maybe horsing around in there.
I wouldn't trust my butt to a Trump supporter if I was awake.
You know, that's actually a pretty good point. It's like, when you're Biden's butthole, who can you trust?
Right. I mean, it's pretty dangerous, right? People are taking pictures by it, putting things in it, taking more pictures, you know, going a little deeper and to the right a little more, you know?
Well, that all sounds fine, but just nothing further than that, certainly.
Well, you know, there has to be a picture out there of someone smoking a cigarette doing the double gun salute to Biden's butthole. Have
to. Ooh, that's and then... Ooh. I don't want to sound like the weirdo or anything, but like, you know, like if you're passed out and you were under the impression that someone was going to be fiddling with your butthole, how would you know that someone didn't actually, you know, are your butthole? You know what I'm saying? Like you wake up and you're like, oh, my butthole hurts. That's usually the first indicator that something bad happened. But then you already like, oh, that must have been normal.
Well, Biden has a Secret Service person with a gun to their head, so he's safe. But what about the rest of us? You're worried about the president's butthole. In this case, I'm worried about the rest of us.
They don't want some ugly, fat, like, dude. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, that's why I'm not going to get put under.
B-hole.
Yeah, that's true.
Who Secret Service is the Secret Service on that one to make sure it's not the Secret Service member?
I guess you'd have to have two Secret Service members, right? That's why there's a team to, like, one guy watches this guy, the other guy watches that guy, right?
Yeah, a Secret Service person has a gun to the Secret Service person's head who has a gun to the doctor's head to make sure they're doing their jobs.
Right, and that no funny business is going on.
Uh-huh. There'd be a sniper on all three of them somewhere, too.
Well...
So they can't be in cahoots?
And like, you can't even really trust your wife at that point, right? Too, if you like have her sit down on it, because like, how do you know she doesn't just want to watch, you know?
Well, the vice president keeps a bomb in her head that she can deploy at any moment.
No. She's in the Oval Office signing, you know, bills into law and stuff.
Right? She is. That is a great 85-minute. What is that day like?
I don't know.
Did she have a ceremony like for that 85 minutes?
Do you think Biden just gets up an hour earlier so that way like she was just sleeping the whole time she was president? Or do you think she wakes up for that?
I hope they make a cool.
He is old, and the Old Country Buffet does open, you know, pre-nam early, so.
I hope they make like an 85-minute movie lifetime of like the first woman president, right? I mean, because it's kind of a big deal. It's the right timeline. Like, you know.
You could do it in real time. Holy crap.
Yeah. Like, you know.
In the bathroom, you know, you have to show the whole thing. I mean.
Mm-hmm. And what would you do? Would you try to find out the most information about the, like, you know, UFOs or, you know, hidden.
That's the artifacts? Moment.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's the time. I am the president. Tris.
Yeah, like,
is it Madam President or President Tris? Is that a
Madam President?
And the first gentleman.
Yes. Supposedly I listened to a podcast from someone that used to work for the Secret Service, and like when incoming presidents come in, you know, they usually ask a lot of questions and say other. Well, I know who the only two presidents that asked if aliens were real were.
Oh yeah.
Slick Who? Willie, Slick Willie, and Donald Trump. I was shocked that he was not on that list.
It's probably like those are the only two that they didn't actually tell because they couldn't be trusted blabbing, you know? Like, they have to ask. The other ones probably all knew about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The aliens come and introduce themselves otherwise.
So, just wonder, Not to be intrusive, but you can tell me about the alien. Oh, I can keep my mouth shut. Michelle, on the other hand, can't, so we might have to kill her.
Spot on. That's a good one. 4:17, three more minutes.
You got to be moving the cigarette. We'll do that.
Wow. All right. So, moving on. Let's see. Oh, join our Monster Hits Only Club. You just sound off by giving us a 5-star review on any of those whatchacallums that show us you're giving us that 5-star review, and you're automatically in for the Monster Hits Only Club. There will be exclusive content for those Monster Hits Only Club members. So get not vote early. What is it? Review early and often. I'm saying it a few times.
What exactly is Monster Hits?
Well, that's when you leave a 5-star review on the podcast or anywhere else you only get them.
Oh, I see.
You got to know what you think of the show. You can say anything you want. You just got to leave that 5-star review.
And I know it is asking a lot out there because I've never left any review on anything. But if you leave a review for us, you're in the cool. You're in the now. Sometimes you have to go the other way on things, and this is one of those times. Please smash that like button. Right? Right? Please give that like button a real tossing.
And of course, that's 414-909-0525 or Yo-Yo Cal with a K and zeros.
And there are some other numbers in front of that, too. You got to right? You gotta.
And with that, it's 4:19, so we get into our favorite topic, everyone's favorite topic, what's in your piz? I'm going to go ahead and start with you, Jimmy. What's in your piz this week?
Moose tracks.
Blue tracks?
Moose tracks.
Moose tracks. Good pick. All the faves and marshmallows. What about you, Lunch Meats?
Well, I got some tobacco with a little drops of Mountain Dew in there. Put a little sugar on top.
Ooh.
And I myself have been boofing with a little bit of chili cherry limeade. It's been pretty good. Can't complain. Oops, did I tell on myself? We're not supposed to do that in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, you can tell on yourself on there. I don't think no one's coming in to kick in the door for that, right?
That's a good American food right there.
Watch out for that DNR. Makes me blush every time, Megan T. Stallion. Thank you for that.
No. Is it Megan C. Stallion?
No, that's not what it is.
What is her name? B Stallion?
I thought she was
not what we're saying.
Is it Megan B. Stallion or C. Stallion?
It's the Stallion, you know this.
What? The Stallion. Okay.
No, you pronounce the H in this case.
I was like, all right. Why is it gotta be so confusing nowadays? Back in my day, I remember when rappers had regular names with ice and shaved ice parts, right?
Or, you know, like flavors, like vanilla.
Or like, yes. Mm. Now they all want to be stallions because I guess they got huge asses.
I can't even look at this. Okay, so it is in the back. Shorter music cues mean like we actually have to fill that time with like more talking, but I've been hearing you folks. The music cues are shorter and less plentiful. I hope you enjoyed those, new listeners. So on that note, we're going to get into our next segment.
Cricket.
Oh.
Nobody understands cricket. You gotta know what a crumpet is to understand cricket. I'll teach you.
I hope mine came in before you laid. I actually like leaned onto my keyboard trying to make sure my microphones were close enough.
All right. It sounded great.
I can hear it. All right, so Packers played the Vikings in Minnesota today in an amazing, amazing thing. A Vikings kicker came through in the clutch, and the Vikings won by a field goal over the Packers. So, Vikings actually won a game. It was amazing. The Bears lost to the Ravens today, 13-16. Lamar Jackson did not play because of quote-unquote illness. So, conspiracy theorists out there, you start running those snitch lines, conspiracy lines up.
No. It's a smoke line now, folks. Come on. It's not. You're just snitching on yourself, too. No, damn it. Now we did it. Brought it all back.
But Bears quarterback Justin Fields might be out with a rib injury. Andy Dalton came in on the second play of his after entering the game through a 60-yard touchdown pass, which sounds impressive, but the wide receiver ran 61 yards with the ball. So, but anyways,
how many yards is that? The answer after the break.
So the Karen Rogers couldn't pull a win out of her purse this week, huh?
No. How do I word this? Yeah, the rush from not getting vaccinated, I think, is starting to show.
That long-lasting COVID. It's a thing, people. You know? It's a real thing.
It truly is. Anywho, any other cool things?
Happening? Yeah, and now it's been the sports minute.
Yeah, fair enough.
Real blast. All right. I think it's time to get back to the smoke line. I'm pulling it up now. Looks like your six-digit Twitter confirmation code is 691026. Is this one we want to hear? Just kidding. Hold on a second. There's so many on here now. Okay. All right. Here we go. How come this looks different than the other? Wait. Oh, it's a different. Never mind. All right. What's going on, Wake and Bake crew? This is your old friend, Jeff Schumacher, just following up with you. It's not really a Famunda problem. It's more of a pickled problem. And what I mean is, you can take a pickle out of its jar and fluid and wash it with soap and water. You can soak it in water if you want, but it always kind of smells like a pickle. You know what I mean? I would have to say, after all the years of that dirty dick smell, I just think it permanently stinks that way. Believe me when I said I've tried everything. And Mr. Gumfunk, that glass of vodka trick you told me about didn't work. Maybe we're going about this all the wrong way. Is there anything I can do to cover up the smell? I'm willing to try anything. Please help me. The eagle-eared listeners from last week may remember there was a certain a listener who was writing in about a dirty dick problem. He's back. Our solutions did not work. But I think I might have an idea. I think he needs like two pieces of bread and a piece of cod or something. You know what I'm saying? Go the other way with it.
I would suggest putting peanut butter on it and letting a pig lick it for a while and take all the skin off. Maybe the new skin will grow back without the scent.
I was thinking more or less just get like a, you know, those miniature air fresheners for your car, right? Why can't you just throw that around it, right? Or like maybe a scented condom. Do they have scented condoms? Maybe we should invent this scented condom, right?
Is that why scented condoms exist?
I don't know. I've actually never seen them. I thought maybe like the lube maybe is scented, but that doesn't really work.
You normally refer to as a flavored?
Yeah, right.
They don't really have a scented.
But not, well, there's not like a straight scented one, but the flavored ones, yeah, if it's like banana, fucking, it tends to smell like a banana. Like candy banana, like not real banana, but you know, you get my point. I thought you were going to go with take one of those car fresheners that you stick in, like the, with the air conditioning and the heat comes out of.
Okay.
Put that in your pee hole.
What about just like an open jar of herring next to the bed?
Okay. I like that. What about if you just like, you know, like the like that mint stuff that like coroners put underneath their nose, right, to cover up the stench, right? Like, what if you just accidentally
put that?
Yeah, right.
Hey, if she's really your lady, I mean, I'm sure she'd be up for trying something like that. That's not even that freaky.
Can you put this underneath your nose,
or gentlemen. Indeed.
True. You know, this door does swing both ways.
Well,
I apologize. That's on me.
No, you know. Well, thanks for your questions. What is his name? Jeff Schumacher?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Schumacher. Cool.
Oh, I'm actually turning it into a real last name. You're right. It is Schumacher.
What did you say? Schumacher? Maybe it is Schumacher. I don't know. In there. All right, well, hopefully that helps out.
Girl Ghostbusters tour. So we've all seen the classic Ghostbusters going around promoting
2015,
this movie.
Yes, sir.
Where's the ladies' parade? They're nowhere to be seen.
Well, that movie was horrible. Did they make the... Did they make the
Ghostbusters, damn it.
Did they show up in the newest movie or what?
I won't say.
It would be so funny if they did, because they're like, don't bring up that the girls are in it, right? We still want people to see it, right? If they even know they're in this movie, they won't show up, right?
I'm honor bound not to respond to that, but I watched all three over the weekend, some more than once. Some of the preparation was necessary, some was not.
I would only watch or hope for a cameo from the Lady Ghostbusters if there are bloated corpses in the background of a scene.
Oh my god. All right. This got out of hand. I didn't realize we had such a Ghostbuster here.
Only way I'm going to deal with it.
Wait a minute.
Right, number two is better than number one. Fight me.
This can't be the first time we... Number... Oh, okay. That is patently false.
It's Vigo.
Yes, terrifying.
I mean, as of right now, there's enough like Ghostbusters from all the different cartoon shows and stuff that they had that they could get a pretty good multiverse going on, right? Like,
they already did a multiverse, didn't I? Like, oh my god, I was sure we've covered it on this show, but there's like a great Ghostbusters multiverse story. Hmm. You're just trying to set me off.
Wouldn't it be funny if they had, like, you know, who would you rather see if you had a recast Slimer with any other like character, who would you replace him with?
I'd probably go with Muncher.
Ooh, Muncher? Okay. Muncher, alright. I'd like to see you know, Jeffrey Epstein like becomes a ghost, right?
And I went off the rails.
Would you rather see Jeffrey Epstein as like the main baddie ghost or like the lovable new Slimer?
I suppose the baddie ghost.
Okay. Oh, that's a movie, right?
What if they did hunt down creeps ghosts? Like, not you. You don't get to run around free just because you're dead. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's a fun Ghostbuster angle, right?
It's like, well, this creep's been alive for so long, and then like he dies, and then the new adventure begins with that guy, right? Where they're right. Waiting there, and, yeah, you know.
Have they ever explored what actually happens inside the trap?
I've gotten a look inside it. I believe the Ghostbusters cartoon covered it.
Yeah,
I do vaguely remember a cartoon where the cartoons that was in there, but like I think they'd make a hell of a movie.
It's like, yeah, it's like the Phantom Zone, right? But yeah, for ghosts.
Right. That's what how I see it, like purples and blues in the background.
Yeah.
Stay Puft just sitting his ass down in there somewhere.
You think he's big there or small?
He's pretty big, so.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. So it was a good movie then or what?
It was pretty damn great. I went in with like extremely low expectations, and like, so maybe that helped, but
that usually does help.
You know, like sometimes the reboot, so to say, not really reboot, but I'm not going to get into that.
Was this your big your first movie theater back or what?
Oh, I saw Fast 9 was mine. Yep.
I'm still waiting.
I also believe I'll be seeing Spider-Man next month in the theater as well.
Ooh. So what's going on? He's evil now or what? Is that what's going down?
Who? Spidey?
Spider-Man in the next movie. Is that what happens?
No. He's like...
Is this the team up with Doctor Strange?
Yes.
You know why they call him Doctor Strange, don't you?
It's his last name.
Because he likes to get out of hand before he jerks it.
That's correct. Back in college, they call him Dr. Stranger.
You know? Yeah, well, different strokes for different folks, literally.
Oh. We got another snitch text here. It says that when you guys talk about news subjects, at least one of you should know what happened.
Who is this turd? Oh,
there's like two new numbers.
Oh, cool. Not to call that person a turd, but I mean, I think we know what we're talking about when we talk about the news, right?
This, like, when this came in, I swear to God, I dropped my phone. Like, I didn't even know how to respond. Like, it's like somebody recently heard it because we got the new number, right? It's not like old business. I'm worried people are out there calling the old number. Who's that? What's that phone line going through right now? Nothing. It's going through nothing. I'm just kidding. Same thing.
That's twice that's happened to me, you know. But I guess we could have a little more news, you know, respect for the news when talking about the news, right? I mean, you think people really tune into this show for the news or what?
Actually, they do. They want the news, the actual news, current topic segments, movie reviews all work. We just can't get too into the weeds on Chitek is the feedback I've been getting.
Well, you know.
No,
Shuck's more of our playground, if you will, I guess, right? I mean, it's not, no. Maybe we should start reading, like, the, you know, police logs, you know, the arrests. Do you guys have, do we have the arrests in the newspaper?
Yeah. We're going to have to just grab ourselves a copy of the Chitek Alert.
Yeah.
You know, rifle through the the back part of the, you know. Unsolved mysteries and things of that, like obituaries. Last time we did an obituary, it did not go well.
I would like to start like a Nancy Drew type of gang, you know, where we solve the local mysteries of Chitek, you know. Has anyone been watching Nancy Drew? Has everyone ever watched the new Nancy Drew?
Never read a book or watched an episode.
But it's great. It's great. She's out of high school. She's out of high school now. She's like 20, right? You know, Nancy Drew fucks, and everyone wants to fuck Nancy Drew, you know? Like,
The mystery.
I was initially against it, but you sold me.
Like, it's pretty great. And it's a supernatural-based show, so it's like anything can happen. Things get out of hand pretty fast. Like,
give us a tease here. What, Wolfman, the Frankenstein?
You know that one saying where it's like you got to pretend there's a ghost in the room to spook the girl out of her panties? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right? I mean, that's a normal play, right? Yeah. We're like, anyways, there's always ghosts in every room, so she's always getting spooked out of her panties. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah, sure. I want to find out.
Are you sure you're not just watching a pornographic series?
It's not as tasteless as I make it seem, but there is a lot of in between the sheets, if you will, and you know, check it out. You know, I mean, it's no Riverdale or anything, but you know, it could be getting there, right?
Is it true that Riverdale is crossing over with Sabrina?
Yeah, they're doing that right now, I guess. It's called like Rivervale right now. And they just like killed off no spoilers, but here comes a huge spoiler. They just killed Archie off. So so some big things are happening.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
So this is a parallel thing. This isn't going to affect either main series.
I'm not exactly sure what happens. This could be like some sort of, you know, alternate timeline scenario. Not sure.
Since Archie's dead.
We'll have to find out. We're only in the first episode. We're going to have to, I think it's like a 5-part like episodes, you know, so.
Or everything will clean up. It was all a dream.
There's a lot of witch stuff going on. So, you know.
Your classic Crisis on Infinite Earth scenario.
Kind of, yeah, I guess.
He's got JR in. Just have it be all a dream.
No, he got sacrificed. Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I won't go into too much. We're not here to talk about Riverdale people, right? I mean,
Riverdale
gets a
interesting. Anyway, heading over to the snitch. Oh, here, okay. Listen to this. This is a number we've never had on the show before.
Wait.
All it says is nice, huh?
Let's hear it one more time. I gotta tune it in. Hold on.
Was there a ghost calling us? Is there a ghost in the room?
Here, one more time. What the hell is that?
One I thought it word? Said wait. Was it wait?
No, it's nice.
Oh, well. They like what they hear, I guess.
Yeah, they're testing the line, and they found out it worked.
Please call back and leave me a longer message next time.
Yeah, definitely. But real exciting stuff. Yeah, that's the only one this week too.
No,
but we do have some more texts to get to. We'll get to that in a little bit later. Jeez. Okay. Well, now it's getting a little late. What are we supposed to be doing that we're not doing?
Oh, we got the old, pitchmen's lined up. We got the financial pitchmen's talk we were going to do, right?
Oh,
the
yeah, big yep, yep. Focus on finance segment. True, true. I'm just going through the ledger here, and it sounds like, yeah, that sounds all fine. We got some movie reviews and stuff. Should we do the pitchmen's?
Sure.
All right.
Should I get him on the line?
Okay, if you got the number. Oh, okay. I thought that's what was going on. I was like, oh, please take that off. No, wait. One more time. Click Bello. Is this the president of Movie Time?
Hey, Mr. President of Movie Time. Nice to talk to you this fine morning. Hope everyone's woke and everyone's baked, right?
Let's cut to it, woke boys. I love the show, but I got a business to run here. I heard you got some pitchums. I'd like to hear them pitchums.
Okay, I guess we're discussing red not ice movies, right?
Yes, hot right now, Red Notice. We probably should have talked about this before we called, but that's too late.
Notice? I thought it was called Red Not Ice.
Brent.
Time.
Yes, of course. Why don't I explain the segment? You gotta wait, excuse me, sir. Why don't I step in here and just explain real fast to the people at home? Yeah, so Red Notice is hot right now. The Rock and of course Gal Gadot and Ryan Reynolds give a big middle finger to Vin Diesel this week. Very hot, very, we should have covered this first, but it's too late for that. And in response, we're of course making our wanks into the wind, so to say, as to like who we would steal away from Fast and Furious and set off in an old brand new franchise. Yeah, everybody listened last week, of course. They love the show too. Okay, thank you, sir. Then why don't you go ahead with lunch meat?
All right, I'm just gonna start it off. Did we find in Hollywood there's a big soiree going on that Matthew McConaughey's throwing? He's throwing a big huge weed party for all the classiest people, and he invites, I know, all the celebrities are there and stuff like that. Well, this story happens around a few people, right? While he's at the party, Matthew McConaughey smoking with Dave Chappelle, Rihanna, and the guy, like one of his old best friends, the real treasure hunter from Fool's Rush In, you know, that he followed around for a few months and learned about treasure hunting. Well, the treasure hunter is a real guy. He has a lot of stories. They're getting baked, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Smith and Ludacris are smoking together, and they go over there to smoke with everyone, and they kind of make fun of Kevin Smith for being a vegetarian and looking the way he does, and he kind of gets shunned, and they just all have a laugh, and he walks away with Luda, and they decide that the guy, right, the real treasure hunter, this is the good part now, I'm speeding it up, the treasure hunter, right,
I like what I'm hearing so far. Keep going.
Okay. All right. The treasure hunter tells the crew that in the Amazon rainforest or the Amazon jungle, there's the original pot plant that's, you know, the first pot that ever grew from civilization. Well, it's a field now, and it just keeps reproducing every year. And the weed that comes from that field is the most potentest, unlike any high anyone's ever had. And they decide to look for it. And that begins their story, right? And here's the kicker. The villain of the story is Kevin Smith and Ludacris, right? Kevin Smith wants to take the weed and sell it at his dispensaries. And the other two just want to, you know, enjoy it and cultivate it, right?
All right. Love everything I'm hearing. But wait, who's the person from the Fast and Furious franchise you're stealing for this?
Ludacris.
Oh, Ludacris. Okay. Just making sure. excuse me. My voice got a little weird there.
So it's the actors playing themselves, right? And they have all their all their money and their charm that makes them who they why we like them, you know, and they all are, you know.
Love it. Love it. Jimmy, you got one this week?
I got something. We steal Michelle Rodriguez and team her up with Ronda Rousey. Mm. And we have a coming-of-age crossroad tale starring both of them coming to terms with their not-great actresses.
What about the girl from Fast 6 in there? Could she be in there, too?
She can be the heavy and, like, the bitchy friend that, like, tries sabotaging them along the way by, like, calling in their credit cards or need to be canceled, or like, you know, just be like behind the shadows, like one trying to sabotage their trip.
Love it. Keep it tight. Great pitch.
Like I said, almost like a crossroads for a new age of young ladies.
Damn, that's a good idea, Jimmy. Wow, Jim, I'm blown away by that pitch. I gotta say, I'm not sure I can stand up, but mine, of course, is having the Fast and Furious. I just need one more to do the hop over to Christmas Chronicles. Of course, everyone knows that in Christmas Chronicles 2, Tyrese made his appearance in the franchise. So we've got Kurt Russell. We've got Tyrese. We just need one more taker. I'm proposing Tego Calderon and Tyrese go for a ride in the sleigh in Christmas Chronicles 3 and really set this thing off.
Ooh.
You know, there's a Christmas adventure. Maybe Charlize Theron can show up.
Who is going to be the child in this? Because it's very important. Because recently there was a movie released with a very unlikable version of a classic star child.
We'll get into that in a minute. That sounds like something that we need to definitely be talking about very soon. Yeah, my time is valuable. This week, I think I like Jimmy's idea, even though it sounded pretty good. Lunch meat sounded pretty good, too. All right, I got to go. Bye. Wow, he was very brusque, but he liked those ideas, it sounded like. Sorry, I can't do that. That's too much juggling.
I think it would be great. I think it would be great just to, you know how they make, like, computers read, like, a bunch of things and they write their own, like, commercial or whatever, you know?
Yeah, right.
And it's, like, usually funny. Like, don't you think they should have a computer just write an action movie, like, based off, like, you know,
other the action Fast movies?
Well, just, like, the Fast 9, like, franchise, ooh, the Hobbs and Shaw. Like, they make it watch it, like, I don't know, 100 times each. And then they write the movie for, you right. know, see what it comes up with.
I'd watch that movie.
I would watch that movie, too.
I'd do that, too, for sure.
So, almost Awesome-O from South Park?
No, I mean, kind of, but.
So is Adam Sandler, and.
I would love to see Adam Sandler in the Fast Nine, to be honest. That'd be great.
Adam Sandler in the Fast and Furious franchise, that's license to print money.
That's true. I'd love to see them, like, drag racing to, like, you know, one of his, like, you know, the Thanksgiving song or something like that, right? Or, you know.
Piece of shit car.
Right. A nice classic Jewish car, you know, like a respectable, you know.
Right. So anyway, did I hear someone bring up Home Sweet Home Alone? Have we all seen that movie yet?
I didn't actually watch it. I did watch two different reviews of it. So I have somewhat of an opinion, but I don't know if I can sit through it, man. I'm kind of traumatized by Home Alone 4 still.
This is better than Home Alone 4. Well,
definitely better.
Remember the time French Stewart tried to hump Harry, but that's not what's happening here.
I liked it overall, you know what I'm saying? I thought, like, so they went about it in the right way and the wrong way. What they did with it, I liked it, but I hated the whole, like, kid through the whole entire movie. You know what I'm saying? I didn't exactly know who to root for. You know what I'm saying? It, like, created, like, an uneasy feeling. With the first movie, that made it so, like, you got what was going on. You felt for the kid. You know what I'm saying? You disliked the burglars. You know, but this time, it was just like an unsettling, uneasy awkwardness, kind of.
The hug at the end seemed not earned.
Right. But you had to wait, like, the whole movie. Like, the whole movie was already came and gone, and you hated it kind of the whole time. But at the end, you're like, oh, I really like this. You know what I'm saying? Was it enough? Was it enough to save the movie? Like, I don't know.
I feel like the traps, it all depends on the strength of your traps. And I'm sorry, this kid did not have the traps, in my opinion.
He, like, pretty much just had a pool, like, a pool cue or a pool ball gun, right?
You know? Right. And that's cheating. Like, Kevin McAllister.
Dude, that would have killed someone. Right. Yeah.
The first one hit him right in the head.
I mean, I like the traps in the first one weren't, like, you know, murder traps. And the second one, oh, yeah, they definitely should have died multiple times. Guy from
this kid essentially, yeah, he's just got a gun, basically. That's his deal. Like, I guess, you know, is that too timely right now? Can we not touch that one?
And I think, you know, the star of the whole show is, like, Kimmy Schmidt, right? Do we actually know what's her real name?
Ellie Kemper, I believe.
You're right. She was, like, probably the saving grace of that whole, like, movie. You know,
I like that guy and stuff too, though.
The dopey, the husband.
Yeah, like, you ever see? He's in, like, Deadpool and Deadpool 2. I'm sorry. And
Is that where I saw him?
And he's also if you remember Hobbs and Shaw, the scene where, like, The Rock was meeting with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Statham was meeting with that guy, and he's like. Yeah, my guy beat the shit out of me in, like, 1990, and he doesn't even remember me. that was like a great line. That just, like, I'm like, this guy's hilarious. Yeah, thank you. I can recall any of that.
But when Kimmy Schmidt's, like, feet got all, like, you know, burnt, and she was, like, wobbling on them, and they got a close up on it, I, like, paused it a few times, if you know what I mean. Put her feet in all crispy and
that's directed by Quentin Tarantino, definitely.
It's like one thing that, you know, when they showed, like, Marv's feet, I was like, oof, but this time.
So is that one of the only, like, recycled shot for shot scenes then?
It was different. You know what I'm saying? But
it was the same, I mean, also. And it was, like, less of it, too, I feel like. They, like, had trouble getting up the stairs. I don't know. I guess there was they, like, walked into a pool on their own.
And they, like, totally threw the Buzz character right out the window, right? I mean, they could have done something pretty great with that shit. They set it up, but, like, great. I mean, they could have done a little more, mate, because it's like, oh, that's Kevin pulling his famous tricks. Like, what, dude?
That was great. That was the greatest. That's all that was needed.
My brother went to prison because he's a serial killer. We all know he's Jigsaw. Come on, folks.
It would be great just to have, like, why can't it be like Kevin has a kid now? You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's like a rite of passage, right?
Do you think Kevin does this on purpose? He's not.
We find Kevin now, like, he's like, you know, old, and he's like older, our age, he's rich, you know, and it's like a rite of passage for his new kid to like take on burglars. So he moves to, like, I don't know, let's say Queens or something, or Brooklyn, sets in an apartment, fills it up with like all this rich ass stuff, spreads the word to like local no goods, and wait to see who comes robs him while the kid lays in wait.
They're in a post-apocalyptic world, and he has to teach his son how to make traps to capture zombies and roughnecks and thieves and such.
To save Christmas? That's actually a great idea. Like a post-apocalyptic Home Alone filled with zombies and mutants and shit. That would be great. And booby traps. Oh, man, that would be great. See the heads explode. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be great.
Where's the Netflix pitch meeting when we need it? Where's the Netflix pitch meeting when we need it?
It's a good one.
It's a goodie.
All right. I feel like there was, like, what, one more thing we wanted to review, too, on this thing? We had
another snitch line, too, but...
Was there one more movie? Netflix? Okay, go on.
Was there one more movie? Was it Jungle Cruise?
No, we did that last. Go, all right, never mind. Carrying on.
Hi, this is Kara Neuhofer. I moved to Chitek about 2 years ago, and I heard rumors of a pet cemetery in Chitek. Can you guys shed some light on this? And where is it? I had a semi-tamed black bear on my back, 40, that was pretty much my pet. Super chill. Anyway, he passed last week, and I was wondering if you guys could help me out.
I think she's talking about the pet cemetery. It's like local lore. Not many people know about it because of what transpired, you know, years and years ago. But, you know where the pre-Columbian burial Indian mounds are, right? It's about like, I don't know, let's say a half a mile east of that in the woods, kind of. You'll see it because there's all these like little sticks and little pet, you know, burial things on there, you know?
You don't want to mess with that land, man. That land's poison. Been poison years ago. Anyway, you hear this, they come back. Not the same.
I mean, is it really safe that she, like, buries that bear in the pet cemetery, though?
That's what you need to call gun armrest McGee from DNR and have her come out to your land.
True.
Oh, yeah. How many pets, like dead pets, you think she's taken down over the years, though? I mean, maybe she's got a reason for those pizzas.
I don't know.
Maybe she deserves them. I mean, who are we? Maybe she's got a reason to rest her hands on her holsters.
Well, the pet cemetery thing, because, like, there's, like, local lore that, there was like a 9-foot skeleton, you know, in the discovered like way back then in like the 1835s or some shit. And that was supposed to be the guardian of the pet cemetery. But, you know, some like rich old white guy found all that shit and just threw it in the, like, you know, threw it all away and shit because they didn't care about it. But, you know,
I hate when that shit happens.
And that's why there's a curse on the land. You know, because they took away the bones, I guess. So,
Make sure
the bodies.
But did you guys read that article about the big giant man that they found?
No. Please tell me more about this giant man. Wait a minute. Is this the stuff we're talking about here?
Okay, I don't know.
It's 4:58. I guess we can cover it. We can get into it.
They found a giant Chitek. Is that not big news to anyone?
It's like there was
a legitimate giant and, you know, Chitek. Like, come on.
Huge.
It is huge. I won't go into it anymore. But anyways, go on.
Well, was he like, no, was he known or unknown?
I don't know. They just found the big skeleton. it was like, I just like, you know, like in the whole world, there was a giant living in Shatek, right? I mean, like a Native American, like protector of like the land, right? And now we just like, you know, now it's just Sasquatch, that's who. What?
It was Sasquatch, that's who. We finally found Sasquatch.
You know, that's a good, dude, maybe it could have been Sasquatch. That's a good point. They didn't actually go into that. I mean, how would they know if it looked mildly human, right? Like, the guy who found him was obviously, like, a, you know.
Well, I guess we'll never know because it's, of course, 5 o'clock. Take a moment for the troops out there who are not smoking, or they're smoking and they shouldn't be, but we don't judge them for that. This is for you hiding in your cars because you don't want to stand out and salute. It's been a while since we did that, but I thought I'd break it back out.
It's nice.
Take a moment for them. And also, I mean, I might as well just use this moment to kind of bow out of the week's episode. I've been Red Rocker, keep on keeping your secrets a secret, Chitek.
Well, this is your favorite Ash Lad, churned Ash Lord, lunch meat saying goodbye.
Jimmy Gum Funk.
Under Hours show. This is the after show where we get a little blue with it. I'm Red Rocker, and I don't know if I was going to add, but that's fine. Do we introduce ourselves at the beginning of this part?
This is, I'm back. Lunch meat.
I didn't go anywhere. It's going to be fun.
Of course, we all know not to blunder by sticking around for the boner or blunder segment. How do you think it's been going, gentlemen? We're 3 episodes back.
It's pretty good. I think it's going pretty good. And I don't really see too many blunders, right? A lot of boners, hopefully.
I'm having fun. This is the first time I did one of more or less sober, so you know, I think it worked out a lot better.
I think you're doing good. Is it different, Jim? Is it, you know?
It's nice not to ramble for 5 minutes and have you guys just tell me to shut the hell up the entire time.
We did kind of miss that this week, didn't we?
It's part of your charm. But, you know, we always like the silver, clean-headed Jim around here, you know?
Yeah. I think it worked out better for Pitchman's, too. Yeah. That was on the fly.
You knocked it out of the park. What were we going to say?
Tight delivery, less is more.
I misinterpreted the rules and thought I was supposed to come up with, like, you know, a sequel or something, like, because I wanted to see, like, a Rock and a Ryan Reynolds, like, movie series. That's what I thought we were supposed to be doing. So, like, I'm like an anthology series, like, when they start, like, in a Western, go, like, to a 1920s gangster movie, go on, like, a 60s road trip one, and then, like, you know.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you did say you were not going to scroll up 5 texts and read the assignment. So
there was like ready for that part. I'm not kidding you. There was at one point like 67 texts that I had to go scrolling through. I'm like, oh man, fuck. I'll read these when I go on the toilet. I guess I don't know.
There's still a few things that we do need to talk about before the show ends. I just want to say it before we forget about it. Why don't you tell everyone, all the listeners out there, about the big news coming up next week?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the cameo We got a
the big cameo. This is big. This is the biggest news we've ever had for this show. You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe it.
I'm surprised we didn't hype it during the show, actually. You know?
And the check has cleared, so this is a thing. So
it's a all right. It's happening. Right.
Next is it? It's next episode if we keep it bi-weekly. But yeah, it's
gonna be
Mick Foley interview.
December 12th, right? December 12th. Be there or be square. Everyone's gonna be setting their alarm, maybe triple alarms that day, right? Right, Mr. Jimmy.
What time will this be at again? What is the exact time I need to be there at?
4:17. You'll already be here, or 4:16. Yeah, well. I'm sure he'll give us the full 5 minutes.
I hope so. Maybe.
We'll see. But he'll be here. Jimmy, do you have your questions? You're getting ready for this, right?
I've
put the whole the budget for the year on this.
Yes,
actually, it's a budget for the next, like, 4 years, really.
Exactly. This could be the thing that turns it around. You know what I'm saying? If this works out, I'll get the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure.
Do a good job, Jimmy.
I most definitely, sir. Most definitely.
No pressure on anybody involved.
But, yeah, no, I'm not going to screw this up. I said there's a lot of questions that the man has never actually been asked. That, like, a lot of them won't even deal with wrestling or whatever. But, yeah, so there's some good things lined up.
Like what?
We don't want to pre the soil, all right?
You're right, of course. It would be
right. No. No teasers. Always. What did it go?
Always please.
Please, yeah. Never please. Right? Is that a thing?
That's it.
What about this financial thing? What do you? So what? Yeah. What about this financial business? We're gonna start our own Bitcoin segment.
Dang it! Yeah, I should put that back in the. It needs to be in the main show. Yeah. Okay. So someone explained it to me this week. It makes a little more sense. Why don't I just dump every penny I have into it?
What exactly? Why don't you lay what you learned out for us?
Okay. So imagine a currency that you could use anywhere in the world, right?
Okay.
Like, you can use it in stores, and there's like a machine at my local liquor store where you can like use
American Bitcoin currency, buy stuff. Like a credit card.
You can use it. No. It's like looks like an ATM, but it's like a Bitcoin.
When have you ever seen one of those anywhere?
I'm just telling you about one that's down the street from my house.
There's one down the street from your house. I hope you like shot. What store is it?
It's like two initials. I can't think of it. But TJ's probably. It's like next to the laundromat. You're in 92nd Street, if anybody doesn't believe me.
I hope you love shopping at TJ's for everything. Right?
Today. But the thing is, you sit on this, and then like a thousand years from now, there's no more money, individual nation money, and everyone's using this, and you got in on the ground floor. And now you were retiring off this rather than probably what is
in a thousand years
retirement plan.
I don't know. But anyway, I don't know. Here's the thing. It's going to be shut down sooner or later anyways because these reasons, right? And I see that it could be really valuable in the future. I'm not trying to diss it. But it's like super bad for the economy and it's super bad for like the environment. More or less the environment and the economy and shit like that.
This part baffles me. It's the electricity involved, right?
Correct. You know, and how they
have to. Well, how is there more electricity for this? I don't get that.
It's like wasting like 35% of all, like the United States like electricity on the grid and shit like that, and it's all going there. And like you can just
all going where?
It takes. Have you seen what it takes to do like cryptocurrency and like mining?
I assumed it was the regular amount of electricity.
Okay, so take your like walk-in closet that you have, Red Rocker, right, and just fill that with like computers, right?
Okay,
that's like what it takes to like to have what you would consider like a cryptocurrency bank. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
okay. So, like the computers and servers in a regular office building.
No, and now just imagine like everyone using those for everyone's transactions and shit like that. Like that's just like so many. It's like warehouses and warehouses of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Where you can like legitimately just have like a credit card that you can spend anywhere in the world, right? Like, right? Like you think if you go to like some place in like, I don't know, Thailand or, you know, Africa or, you know, Germany, they'll have the cryptocurrency thing?
I think you like transfer the currency. I think it's like done on an app though, right?
I don't know. But anyways.
So it does. So that's how that works, just to be clear.
But you have to have the app and you have to have the phone. You have to have all that shit.
Two things you almost already have.
I mean, I guess people pay with their phones around here, but, you know, in a third world country, are they going to have that shit? Right? I mean, that's the question,
right? 35% of, like, all electricity, like, you just think of like the servers that you know are used to power computers and internet. Period in this country, like because I don't think like 35% of it's going just to cryptocurrency. That it sounds economical.
Dude, you'd be really surprised. You'd be like really surprised.
I can see 35% of all servers and server farms using up 35% of the power in this country. That's something I can very easily see. I don't know. I have done, as that fan said, maybe do research before you talk about the news. I've done no research.
I've done a little research. But anyways, so should we create our own cryptocurrency? That's the real question here. Like what kind of possible names, you know?
Hashtag Boofcoin.
And that's the whole thing with cryptocurrency because anyone can set it up. You know, like, do you hear about that Squid Game, like, currency, right? You heard about that?
Tell us more.
Okay, so, like, when the Squid Game show came out, like, they made their own Bitcoin, and it was, like, trading for $3,000. Like, people were buying it for $1, and it, like, ended up trading for $3,000, right, a share, which is actually a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? So, but the whole thing was like the people who set it up, once it hit $3 million cryptocurrency, they just left. You know what I'm saying? They didn't give anyone their money and they just like disappeared with all the money and shit.
Whoa.
And like, that's the whole reason why like cryptocurrency is like so dangerous. Cause it's like, you know, the like hackers of today and shit, when they ransom something or they demand like a ransom, they use cryptocurrency, which is untraceable. And that's smart. But if they didn't have that in the first place, then they really couldn't have, you know, leveraged themselves into hacking and getting, you know, shit for it, you know? So, you know?
Thank you for really just pointing out to all the listeners how it's scammed and it was just screwed them over.
Anyways, I think we should get a woke code. I think we should get a butt coin going, maybe, or a boof coin, right? What do you think?
I think that's the winner right there.
Oh, man. But, yeah, way just to expose the fatal flaw in the system.
There's a lot of flaws in the system. I would be down for it if it's a thing. Like, once we get into space and it becomes, like, space bucks, oh, I'm in. You know what I'm saying? But until then, you know.
Good thing you're in Space Force.
That's true.
You hear me now? Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down. Say we rock it on down.
Grind. Wake and Bake to Tech is recorded at or around Chautauqua, Wisconsin, 54728. You can reach us online at WMBCSnitchline@gmail.com. Twitter at WNBC420 or hashtag WNBC. The snitch line is open and ready 920-368-4582. or you're already singing it, 9-A-O, do till ta. This holiday season, we've all been hearing the podcasting pros come down from their lofty hashtag left coast towers and try and scare us from doing the things we love at the speed we need to do it. Lovely listeners, you know this old lefty red rocker would never tell a snitch out of school, but when Paul Scheer tries to tell me that if you feel buzzed, you're driving buzzed while I'm driving buzzed, look. We all know how it feels to have the cold wind blowing through your hair, four wheels spinning on ice. I get it. You just think all the time spent locked up, who cares? They call me Tommy MP3, I'll be out in no time. But this DUI, let's not give them something to talk about. Let's not do the DUI calculus. Let's just stay off those roads with their new weed-sniffing technology and give them nothing to complain about.
Black is the darkness as me.
Okay, very good.